What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology coming to Prime Video on April 25th. This series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, premiering on April 25th.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it. Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I feel fucking pressure right now.
You feel pressure?
I feel like there's like a lot of people staring at me and I'm naked.
There are.
I'm like naked.
But you're not really naked.
But I feel naked.
Hi, guys. For all of you listening, we are at Albuquerque Comic Con
and we're
live. And no, Scout's naked.
No, we're doing a live talk. Scary to me right now.
Yes.
In front of a live audience.
This is our first one, you guys.
And we are so excited. And everybody looks so hot and sexy right now. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Does it feel weird when I say that and I look in your eyes and I'm like, you're really hot? No? Okay, great. I'm going to just do everything that I can to make our guests uncomfortable.
She's not even drunk yet.
I know.
Jesus Christ. If you guys listen to the podcast, you know one drink is all it takes for this one.
Oh, man.
Jesus. She's the cheapest date ever.
I am the cheapest date. Okay,
but you eat oysters, so you're not that cheap.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I mean, aren't they expensive? I don't eat seafood, remember?
Are they expensive?
I don't know. I don't eat seafood.
I don't know. I don't look at things.
At the bill?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I don't look at the bill because then it makes you a fucking unhappy. Like, if you look at the bill, like, so if you guys hear giggles, it's our audience. But if you look at the bill, like, that just makes you, that's how, I don't want to live life like
responsible?
That. Responsible? Oh my God, $200, $400. Yeah. I don't have a kid yet. When I get a kid, maybe
she doesn't
want to
live her life responsibly.
maybe then I'll start looking at the bill and saving money and doing all that shit. I'm living my bachelor life with my fiance.
Oh my God. Who, by the way, Scout has planned her bachelorette party.
I have planned my bachelorette party.
So you want to tell everybody what we're doing?
Do you guys want to know what the fuck we're doing? We're going to Zion National Park. Does anybody know what that is in this audience? In Utah. Yes. I love fucking
nature. She loves nature.
And
I'm not shrooming with you.
Why?
No way.
That's my night. That's
way.
Saturday night.
I can't, dude.
You cannot be the only one there not shrooming.
I don't want to ruin your bachelorette party.
You won't.
I can't, dude.
Just hold my hand. Yeah. Okay, you'll just drink.
I'll be high. Yeah, oh yeah, I'll be
high. You don't have to. No, we're going to do it in the villas.
No, I'll be high, but I don't want to do shrooms.
Well, I wasn't planning on doing shrooms.
Until
you brought it up, and now I'm like, I got to bring shrooms to my bachelorette party.
Oh my God. I also don't
think I can do that because my fiance's three sisters
are coming.
What
if they do it with you?
Probably one would do it.
Okay.
And maybe not the others. But anyways, so we're going to go on this narrow hike where the water gets to like chest deep. It's pretty crazy and intense.
Wait, chest deep for how tall of people?
So it's going to go to your chin.
Great. Fantastic. So I'm fucking underwater.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scout.
You're
just trying
swimming.
To fucking drown
You're
me.
You're going to be dog paddling through the narrows.
God.
But it's going to be fun. And then we're going to go cannoneering, which is, you know, just...
Do you guys know what cannoneering
gliding
is?
Gliding off the side of a mountain. No worries. No biggie. Nah, in the front row right now.
I think you like...
You're harnessed in. You propel down. It's fine. I've done it three times. I'm alive. I've survived.
Please don't die before your wedding.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to die before my wedding. But I think that's exciting.
Yeah.
I mean.
Listen, girl, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. And then there's a spa day and hang by the pool.
So okay? No strippers.
No, I don't want strippers.
Really?
Unless you want to strip for me, sure.
So
my bachelorette crew can strip for me.
Don't think I haven't before.
Oh my god, y'all should bring some lingerie and be my stripper.
I have actually stripped for one of my girlfriends who got married before.
Love that. Okay,
full on table in Vegas. She was actually under. It was a glass table, and she was underneath it, and I got on the top of it and did
a
full
thing. What do you mean she was underneath it?
She was laying underneath.
Oh.
Yeah, laying under the table, and I was like, "Bitch, sit down," and I did a full on dance for her, and then it was the whole thing in a thing.
Did you end up sleeping with her after?
No, I had hooked up with her before,
like, Jesus
but
Christ.
No.
Oh my god,
I did not sleep with her.
There's no orgies happening at my bachelorette party.
But you gotta have strippers.
No, I don't need strippers. I need
chicks?
Nature. Nature is my stripper.
You know, you guys know
shirt.
I'm gonna get some fucking
oh god,
hot chicks
shirt.
Up there.
There's no strippers gonna come to Zion National Park.
You never know.
Are we gonna call up the Zion National Park strippers and be like, "Hey guys, can you come?"
There
to
might
the,
be some hippie chicks out
the
there that would want to get down.
Rangers. I feel like you. Well. I'm planning the event, so you guys got
to
plan the party.
But you're not supposed to plan your own bachelorette party.
Yeah, you guys have to figure out how to, like you have to plan the party. Like, I want dicks. I want, like you know, dick whistles and shit like that. Like, I want, like, games. I want balloons.
Okay.
I want stuff.
You want it all? I got you, girl. I got you,
girl. But I'm afraid that y'all are not going to do it, and so I'm just going to have to order a bunch of shit off of Etsy.
What?
Like dick soap and dick whistles is what I'm gonna have to order. I actually did order some dick soap.
Oh, God.
I was like, there has to be some sort of dicks at my bachelorette party.
Don't, she wants to do everything. You want to do everything by yourself.
No one's offering to do it. Danielle.
You're not letting anybody do it, dude.
Oh, really?
Yes, I got you. I got you.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Okay, good.
It's in a couple of months. She's getting married in 2024, by the way. She's got
Thank you.
She's got some
Haley,
time.
Someone's excited
she's got
for
some
me.
Time.
Someone's stoked for me. Well, I'm kind of worried because the place that I'm going to get married, unfortunately, I don't know if you guys are hearing, in Los Angeles, we are flooding. We're like literally, we cannot handle this much water that's happening. And it's like San Francisco is underwater. So is Sacramento. It's in like freeways.
California's going to like break off from the United States and float into the ocean.
Are under so Santa Cruz is near water.
Yeah.
So I've been checking in every day. We were supposed to go check out the resort, but half of their freeway is collapsed.
Oh my god.
Thank god I'm not getting married this year. Thank god next year.
You would definitely get a special rate. Yeah. A reduced spring rate.
You guys just need to jump. You need to park down the mountain and then just jump over the missing part of the freeway and do that. Whatever. Okay, it's fine. It's not. Actually, you know what? Okay, this is insane, and I'll stop talking about my wedding. Trying to find videographers and photographers are insane. Y'all, this shit costs like the cheapest videographer that I could find was $12,000.
What?
$12,000. Who the
what?
Fuck? Yeah. Dude, no. We're in.
Are they making a movie?
We're in 2023 now. That
everyone's
is like,
I'll do it for $100.
I'm actually putting this into the universe now.
Okay.
If you are a videographer,
contact Scout.
Contact me because I'm looking, and I just like $12,000 is just like absolutely nuts.
That's insanity.
Like, insane. Yeah. It's really,
I'm sure you'll get
really
a lot
crazy.
Of people hitting you up.
Yeah. But I did hear the story, which I thought was really, really weird. So it's actually kind of sad. I'm sorry. It's kind of fucking sad. But it's just
are you
like,
gonna fucking bring us down right now?
No, but it pissed me the fuck off. It pissed me the fuck off. And I was looking for a videographer and I stumbled upon this guy's, I won't say his name. And then I just like looked him up and he's in the media right now because his, he took money from a man that's bride died.
What?
And
wait,
he kept
what?
The fucking money.
Wait, I'm sorry.
He kept the money.
Wait. He got a deposit.
The
or
full
the
amount.
Full amount
the full
before
amount.
The wedding.
Yes.
And then she died.
Yes.
And there was no wedding.
Yes.
And he won't give the money back.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? Like, that's absolutely insane.
That's why you never pay in full upfront. Sorry, was that too soon?
Wait, I did pay in full for something.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't like to pay in, like, I don't know if anybody's like that, but I don't like to pay in. I like to just fucking, here it is. Okay, I got it. So I don't have to fucking worry about it.
What if something goes wrong or they don't show up?
There's contracts. You know, there's contracts.
Then you got to go sue them.
Oh, man. Now you're making me all fucking nervous. You're going to end up on the people's court.
Dun, dun, dun. Right?
People's court. Nobody knows what that is.
What? How many people here know the people's court?
Nobody knows the people's court.
Come on. You don't know the people's court?
No, I do.
Okay. But do you know Judge Wapner, people's court? Am I dating myself right now? You know Judge Wapner. I mean, okay.
What does that mean? Is that like a person?
Oh my God. Jesus fucking Christ.
Was she like a real bitch? Like what's
it's a guy, George. Judge Wapner.
Wapner could be a girl.
Oh my God, amazing.
I mean, you don't hear Wapner and go, yeah, dude, that's a dude. Wapner.
Judge Wapner. I don't know. Then it became a woman.
That's a man's name.
Then
Wapner.
It was who was the newer one? And there was like, I know it's crazy. We're talking about the people's court, but I love the people's
all right,
court.
Can we talk the sexy?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So read some shit.
Okay,
read some
guys.
Fan stuff.
So I'm putting my glasses
on. I want to hear some sexy stories.
Okay. Well, this is kind of depressing.
So everybody that's listening at home, you guys submitted your sex stories.
Yes.
And I'm so stoked.
Well, these are kind of, this is kind of like more like questions.
Okay. Let's do a question.
And this was kind of intense, you guys. So I had no idea what to tell this person. I mean, maybe you can help me out here. Okay. So they say, hi gals, my husband of 5 years has been talking to a 16-year-old transgender female.
Wait, first, what the fuck?
To male for the last few weeks.
She found out?
He told me he was counseling them and now it's turning sexual. They talk every single night on the phone or over chat groups. My husband is 38.
Okay, I don't give a fuck about this email. Go turn your husband in right now. Like, go turn your husband in
right
now.
What do I do? How do I go about this? Because not just talking to someone else, this person is 16.
Babe, you go turn your husband in. That is crazy. Like, I don't condone.
I saw a few messages on his computer talking about sex and porn. Please help if you can. I love to all of you. Scout, congrats on the engagement.
Thanks, babe.
Congrats on your move to Texas. I can't wait to see y'all at a con one day.
Babe, I wish I could say congrats to you. That is absolutely insane.
Well, but for real.
For real, you turned your husband in. He's talking to a 16-year-old girl.
So you would turn Tom in?
Yes. Yes.
Would you have a conversation with Tom first?
Yeah, I will. But then I will, like, you cannot. Don't do child. I was molested. I've talked about this on the podcast. As a child, I don't care who the fuck you are to me. You cannot. Do not touch a child. Do not touch a kid. Like, I don't care
if you're my husband. Of course.
I don't care if you're my father. I don't care if you're my mother. You will be responsible for your actions. If I found that out.
So how do you have this conversation? Just sit down and say, I know. You just call the police?
Dude, what would you say? What would you say? There's nothing that you can say to someone with that sort of... Like, there's nothing there. What do you think you're going to talk them? Hey, that's bad. Let me slap your wrists. That's bad. Don't talk to kids like that.
Of course not. But they're married.
He's being sexual with them, Danielle.
But it didn't say they've actually met up or anything.
Well, who gives a fuck? You were riding a child.
Of course.
And you are trying to become sexually active with a child.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah, no, that's some serious stuff.
She just needs to call the... First of all, she needs to file for divorce.
Yeah, you need to get out of that relationship.
Right?
Yeah, ASAP. And you need to keep all the detail that you know that he has talked to this minor. Like, kids are our future, man.
Yeah.
And kids don't know any better. Oh, my God, there's a dog here. Oh, my God, there's a dog here. I didn't even know there's a dog here this entire time. Just kidding. By the way, see?
Yes, he agrees. Yes.
You need to call.
Yes.
Okay, so something happened to me. I haven't shared this story. I think I haven't. When I was a kid, I was 15 years old, 16 years old, and I was in Gilmore Girls. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that show. And he agrees.
Yeah.
And, okay. Thank you, Gilmore Girls. And I was so naive. I went into the Gilmore Girls chat room.
Oh.
And I was like,
wait, there's a chat room?
There was a chat room on my billboards.
Predators.
And I was like, hi, I'm Clara. Oh. And I was so excited. And like, I got really close with these people. Like, they would help me with my homework. Like, my parents didn't know what the fuck I was doing on these message boards. So then I met this guy named Randy, who was my age. Mm. He was my age. I started talking to this kid.
For real, your age? No.
But I'm a kid.
Right, you don't know.
I'm 15.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Literally started talking to this kid. And then his mom was on the message board as well. Oh my God, he loves you so much. Oh my God, you guys need to meet one day. And then Randy was like, where do you live? I was like, oh, I live at, you know, that time I was staying with my grandma in Norwalk. I was like, I live in Norwalk. He's like, we should just sneak behind our parents, you know, and meet. And thank God there was something that went into, I gave him... In Norwalk, I gave him this school and I was like, we will meet at the school. And I swear to this day, I know that that was an adult man. I know.
You never went to the school?
No, I never went. But that night I was going to sneak out and I was going to walk to that school and meet this person on the internet. And if I had, I probably would be dead.
It's like your biggest fear.
It is just our kids need to be protected mm-hmm. from people like this.
Yeah, for sure.
And the way that we do it is by sticking up and fucking not letting people like that be able to get away with
it. I don't know
shit.
How you go to sleep at night knowing that this is going on.
I don't know, man. Can you imagine having a kid with this person?
No.
Run. That's what baffles my mind is like when people are like parents and that end up being like this and they're like, oh, well, you were in a sexual relationship with someone that was your daughter's age or your son's age. And I'm just like, what the
fuck?
We
talked about this on the last episode. Yeah. So if you guys haven't heard the last episode, the last one we were talking about, I forget what it was. I think it was, oh, this woman was writing in because she wanted to know how to tell her dad that she was in a sexual relationship with her dad's best friend, right?
Yeah.
Who's known her since she's a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, you'd fucking run.
Yeah. I mean, because you just never know. You never know. That's a deep one. Shit, I didn't think you were going with that.
Yeah, I went dark. I'm like, dark, you guys.
I don't know what to say to you, but I just hope that you do the right thing. That behavior is uncalled for, and you need to turn that guy in.
What if it's actually not a 16-year-old?
I mean, she knows it's a child.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how I could type that out.
I know, right?
Man. That's crazy.
Nope. Okay. Nope. Let's go on to a better story, shall
nuts.
We?
That is nuts. We never talked about that on the show, though.
No, but we haven't.
But it's good because I'm very passionate about it. I even watch like those TikTok videos of those guys that catch, like they pose.
To catch a predator.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I'm like, I would be that fucking girl.
You should
I would
do
that. Be
that
girl.
Did you ever want to be what are they?
Dog bounty hunter? Yeah, for sure. Fucking beat you up. No,
you
Steve,
can be
Steve. You gotta come with me, Steve.
I always wanted to be in NARC, like 21 Jump Street.
Oh yeah,
you guys, right? I was like, I look old. I'm old, but I look young. I could totally like go to high school and pretend that
you
I'm.
You want to be Drew Barrymore?
Pretend
and
that I'm 15, totally, and like catch all the people that are doing drugs.
Oh yeah, I would do that with you.
After I do drugs
we
with them,
be
of course.
Kids
we could totally
all these
do it.
All these tattoos,
after I take all their drugs.
All the drugs.
Then I turn them in.
Just give me the drugs. Just give me the drugs.
Oh my God.
Danielle, you're not supposed to do the drugs. Oh, okay.
But they're right there. Okay, so dear Danielle and Scout, first off, the podcast is a staple in my life right now, and I'd like to thank you both for all that you do. Recently, I've taken into account your One Life motto, Scout. It's all about you. One life, babe. One life.
That's right, bitches.
And it has helped me
Turn
immensely with changing
in.
Things in my life that I'm not happy with. I am a people pleaser who lacked boundaries and did everything for everyone around me and neglected myself and my own well-being. Since following your motto, I have done a total 360. I've lost over 100 pounds. I've gotten into shape. I've took my job more seriously. I got my license, got a car, and I'm putting money away to purchase my first home. Most importantly, I'm setting boundaries with my friends and family and putting myself first for the first time in my 25 years on this earth, and am the most happy that I've ever been. But there's one dilemma. and it's that I'm still having trouble finding a partner. I'm a lesbian and I've been putting, Sorry, guys, my glasses. I'm a lesbian. I've been putting myself into the dating world and have no trouble finding girls interested in me and vice versa. However, once it starts to get serious, I instantly start to feel like I don't want it anymore. I have no problems with commitment and I really want it for my person. However, I value my alone time much more than constantly having a plus one. I'd like to just do me and do whatever I want without having to answer to anyone. I can pick up and go whenever I please. And I love it. My peace of mind comes first. And I feel like I have a gift because not many people are content being alone. I've always been on this way since I was a child and I'm very comfortable being myself. Lately, I've been wondering if relationships are even for me. But sometimes when I see my friends and siblings with their partners, I envy the connections they have and I wish it were me. But whenever it is within my grasp, it's not worth sacrificing my peace. I save myself and I don't need anyone to do it for me. Any advice and opinions would be helpful. Thank you both.
Dude, first of all, congratulations. Yes,
good for you.
Yay, man, yeah, we're all rooting for you. Dude.
Good job.
That took me like 25 years to like do all that
boundaries.
Shit.
Boundaries.
Like boundaries.
A lot
still,
of money in
therapy.
I'm still
learning boundaries. Danielle, stay over there on the couch.
Fuck off.
Stay over there. No, but it's that's so good. Congratulations. It's common. I hear this all the time. I'm not like that. I'm like, please be on top of me at all times. Like, I'm the other way.
You but can have a health. There's a healthy balance.
Yes, but there are people out there that are like, is it asexual? It's like,
doesn't sound like she's not fucking. She just doesn't want to like have to answer to somebody.
Yeah. Well, there are people out there that like that. Like, there's my co-star. He's like, I will never move in with anybody, but I'll be in a relationship. So they'll live separately.
What?
But people can do that. Is anybody like that in the audience? Anyone like that? No. Okay. But there are people like that, that just like their own space and it can work, you know?
Yes. We have a question or a comment. I believe so.
Yeah.
I'd have to Google it.
Does it non-binary? Yes.
I don't know. Is it? Anyone? No. What is it?
I don't think sex isn't like on the top of your list. Okay.
So non-binary sex isn't.
I know there's so many terms now, so I'm not. I might be.
It's fine. We're just going to have to repeat. Yeah. Okay. So they're saying that they think that non-binary.
Can we Google it?
Can someone Google this? What does non-binary mean? Like, what does that mean?
I'm glad we're not the only ones that don't know.
No, it's good.
Like, for sure.
It's good to like be in the know.
Because I've heard that a lot.
But that's all. That also could be like that. That could be like a struggle too to like deal with that sort of emotionally.
Like, yeah.
Like has there ever been like a yes?
Got it. So you identify as both.
Yeah, you identify as both.
Got it.
Which is.
You avoid gluten.
Ari's in the house, by the way. Ari's in the house. He's in the house. I mean, has there been any like spur things that you've gone through? Like, I think there was a time when I just wanted to fuck and I didn't want to be in a relationship. Like, has anybody been in that?
I think everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, who wants to raise their hand? Of course. Even my husband's raising his hand.
I'm just saying.
Of course.
Like, that's a thing, you know? You just want to, like.
But there is a way to be in a committed relationship and still
and
keep your own
and
life.
Then be happy.
No, they're not. No, she's just saying, like, I want my own space. I want my own thing. You know, you make the rules.
Yeah.
Like there are no rules. You do whatever works for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it may not work for me, but if it works for you, then awesome.
Yeah. I think everybody's different.
Betsy Palmer was? She was married. So Ari Lehman's telling us. Oh. Wow.
Oh my God. Wouldn't you love to know what James Dean was like in bed?
You know what? No.
I would.
I would not want to know what James Dean was like in bed.
Really?
Because what if
Patrick Swayze, I think about it all the time.
But what if he was
Brittany Murphy, I think about it all the time.
About what?
Oh, my
about
God.
About who?
Brittany Murphy's like my girl crush. Ah. She was my girl crush.
Did
you blah my girlfriend?
No, but it's like she's a close friend of mine and she passed and it's like I can't think of her that way.
Well, I'm not thinking of her that way now. When she was alive, she was my girl crush. She was like my first ultimate.
I mean, I think that you can have both. I think you can like totally live your like my husband, like he's here watching every move of mine right now, which is fucking weird to do the podcast and he's like staring. But like we kind of like to what is going on? I know how to hold.
Danielle's
a big fat microphone.
Do you though?
Yes, I do. What am I doing wrong with my hand? Scout needs to learn how to hold a big fat microphone.
Bro, this is my show. Get the phone out. Shh.
This one. So I was saying, I think that you can, we have like our own things too, and then you find your ways to come together. But I'm not, I like my private space too.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get that. I think it's to each their own. We have some. He's like shots. Did you bring shots for everybody?
Where are the shots? Shots.
He's
shots.
Like, you better bring some shots. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Shit.
Drink your drink. Bitch.
Okay. All right. Can we do a sex question now?
I'm gonna do some random stories. How about we do some random questions?
Sex story?
And I want to go around the room. Ready? Okay. Scout, what's your biggest turn on?
Biggest turn on, guys. Okay, biggest turn on. That's a deep question.
Is that a deep question?
That is a deep question.
What do you masturbate to? Is that better?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Honestly, recently, it's just thinking of Tom.
Oh.
But it's just, Tom's like my guy's like a big guy. He's like 6'5". And for some reason, like his chesticle to like his.
His chesticle? The fuck is that?
His little chichis. His little chichi testicles.
Oh my God.
I'm here for the fucking amusement, okay? Let me relax. But so his little chesticles just to like right below, like after his penis. Like just that. Is anybody
so you're masturbating to that?
Yeah, just that part.
You guys haven't done it in front of each other.
I mean, I can think about my babe's face all the time, but I don't know why. He has a great, like.
It's the indent?
The symmetric, like what he's got going on in that area. I'm like, damn. All right. Think about that all the time. Just him walking to the bed. I'm like, who the fuck created you? Like, I don't understand. I'm like, you can walk. I was like, why don't you walk around naked all the time? I was like, you can walk around naked all the time. I don't understand.
Okay,
you're
so
like God. It's insane.
I thought of you the other day. And this is
you thought
segue.
Of my fucking
no, no, no.
Dick?
I thought of you the other day.
Okay.
So I was on YouPorn. No.
Oh, so
YouPorn,
what does Danielle
Pornhub?
Watch when she masturbates?
Well,
you guys didn't think. You guys had no idea what y'all were getting involved in here in the back. They're like, what the fuck? Yeah, she's like, wait, what a minute.
What's
mean?
Going on? So. Well,
oh my God, I thought we lost you too. I thought you were like, fuck this shit. We're out. Like these dirty perverts, like we are gone.
We haven't even gotten dirty yet.
Yeah, well,
We're about to. So, okay, who watches porn here?
Who watches
Anyone?
Porn?
Okay.
Everybody's hand better be the fuck up right now. Who I swear to God. You guys don't watch porn?
No.
Ever in your life?
No.
Wow, I love that
hand
for
is still
you.
Up. But I don't like no porn stars.
Oh my
stars.
God, I love that for you. Oh, that is so special. I'm getting like emotional. Like that's so special though.
No,
my
it's
God. I wish I'd never watched porn. I really do.
Really?
Because I mean, when you watch porn when you're younger, it like you like compared yourself. You compared yourself.
I guess.
Did you not? Like as a kid, like when you first like had your thing, you would compare yourself and sex was different.
Girl,
like
I'm old.
Intimate.
I was watching VHS porn. Right? Like fucking Debbie Does Dallas and like the scrambled, like trying to catch a glimpse of tits. Of course, like anything. I was like, I just want to see something. So
mine
I didn't.
Was Girls Gone Wild.
Oh,
it was
yes.
just a bunch of girls
yes.
watching their boobs.
Like yes.
Yeah, I did take a lot of naps. You got to that episode. You got to that episode. I love when the older folks walk in and they're like, what
oh
is
my
this?
God. Yeah.
And then they walk straight out. By the way, FYI, we scare all the oldies.
Scare them.
Did you see that coming. They were like, oh, fuck.
Wait, he didn't even, like, they didn't even get to the good part yet.
They got nowhere. Oh my God, Judy walked in too.
I know she did. Judy's like, I don't want to be on this fucking show.
Judy's like, I'm out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Vintage 90s lesbian porn. Ari's like, yeah. Is that big bush or no? Medium? A triangle? The airstrip landing strip.
Airstrip. Okay. Airstrip. Airstrip.
A what? Oh. You are a man of many, you know, lots of knowledge.
Ari, we're going to have you on the podcast.
Ari, we need to have you on,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we need to have you on the podcast to give us a research of the porn industry. Oh, my God. Well, Ari's collection, his dungeon, is just old 90s porn. I love it. I love it.
So I was searching for topics, and I was like, I'd never seen female orgasm.
What do you mean?
Like, I've never seen that as a category.
What?
No, maybe I just don't like scroll enough.
You've never watched girl porn?
Of course, that's all I ever watch. But I never, I usually just watch that. But I had never seen. No, I always, you know, I'm in the weird squirting stuff.
Oh my God, wow, you're that customer that
what?
Those
customer?
People fucking hate. They're like, what? You're gonna just watch my titties bounce, but you're not gonna wait for the ending?
No, I only want to see.
Hard for that money.
I fast forward to the ending.
Oh my God.
I just want to see the ending. I don't want to see all the other stuff. Okay, I just want to get to the good stuff.
So girl orgasms that you've
but
never
I
seen.
Never, well, I was like, there's this compilation of this male porn star that I'd never heard of before. And I don't know if you ladies or men listen, his name is, I'm probably gonna get it wrong, Owen Gray.
Oh, we got an Owen Gray fan in Owen Gray fan.
Dude.
Oh yes. Oh shit. Why? Is it because he's
dude? Yes. 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 You have to watch him.
Is he like really hot?
He's not hot. Dude, he's girl.
Oh, he's
let me
dominating.
Tell you, he. Well, first,
so
well,
now you can tell what kind of sex Danielle likes. And what kind of sex scale.
Wait,
dominate me.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay, this is what I love about him. He looks like he's truly, incredibly attracted, and into who he's fucking.
Oh, that's cool.
There was a lot of different girls,
that's
and
cool.
He was still like he was so like. Into them that it was not he was not checked out he was I was like oh that's his girlfriend. I guarantee you every girl that has fucked him has probably like fallen in love with him.
Oh, that would suck.
And then he chokes you. Oh really,
man? That's the question. That's the
does
question
he choke does he
week.
Choke everyone though
choke?
Oh, that's his thing. Yeah,
choke them.
Yeah, I mean, but
choking.
I'll tell you.
What
let
kind
me tell.
Fucking porn are you guys watching in your bedroom, David? As you walk.
No,
over?
He hasn't seen. I was just like looking for stuff. I told you I got a bunch of toys
David's
for Christmas.
David's gonna get a new porn in the bedroom tomorrow. Right? He's like, "Have you heard this guy?"
But I'm curious. You know, I mean, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
It had to be like, is there a safe word?
I don't know, man. You know what I want to know? Porn stars. We're going to get a porn star.
We are.
On. But I want to know, like, do you do multiple, like...
What do you mean?
Like, shows a day?
Oh, no, I think you're just hired for, like, one,
no,
like, you're
going
to do
I've
this.
I've got fingers over here going
really?
Three.
Do you do porn?
No.
No. Really?
That's what I thought. Like, they are doing a like five shows a day.
I'll be brief. Like, there's dudes out there who will do a couple scenes a day, but whenever he comes time to, you know, do his thing, you know.
Yeah. Oh.
Do the thing, right? There's many actresses that he'll tell, like, I can't do it right now. I'm saving my thing.
Oh.
Sorry, Brittany, I can't give you my load because you didn't pay enough. Like, what the fuck? What? Poor Brittany's crying in the corner going, oh my God. Fucking, what's his name?
What? Owen. Owen?
Owen Gray.
Owen Gray.
I can't do that. I would be so insecure. I'd be like, you're not going to give me Wait, what? There's someone that paid higher?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, here, here.
Here, here.
Air deprivation boosts orgasm for men and women?
All right, we're having Ari on the show. Like, I think we just need to learn from Ari. I think everybody just needs to.
Jesus.
I think you need to. I think Ari needs to write a sex book, is what is happening.
Making girls wet since 1980. Ari Lehman, everybody. Round of applause.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Who's opening up for who?
I know.
Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my groceries and household essentials. And the convenience of getting it all quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver. They have products like my favorite, Justin's Almond Butter, or Primal Kitchen Collagen Fuel. And as a Thrive Market member, I can save money on every single order. On an average, I save over 30% each time. And on top of massive savings on each order, Thrive Market has a deals page that changes daily. It gives me cash back on so many brands, and they have a price match guarantee, y'all. But it also saves me time. I love the filters on their website or app. They have over 70. Whether you're looking for certified gluten-free snacks or non-toxic cleaning essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with the click of a button. And y'all, it has helped me, especially while I am trying to get in shape for my next movie in Thailand. I am pescatarian and also lactose, and this site has really helped me and makes it so easy to find all of my needs. And when you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. So join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. So go to thrivemarket.com/talkscary for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/talkscary.
That's what she said.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Multiple shows a day. I can't even get through a fucking movie, filming a movie. I can't imagine.
You've never been choked during sex, right?
I mean, yeah. I have, but I didn't like it.
Oh.
I don't like it. Unless I'm doing it or something.
Oh, okay. You want to be the dom.
Yeah. Like, you know, yeah, for sure. I'm more dominant. I definitely am. More dominant in bed, but then I'm also like sweet and nice and like it's like nice, it's pretty, it's pretty time.
Oh, Owen Gray, it's everyone's gonna like Google him
Owen
now.
Owen Gray, actually, I want to Google
you should.
Him.
He actually, unfortunately, looks like one of my husband's friends.
Oh,
but like not body wise, but he looks like Cooper.
He looks like Cooper,
like Cooper. Yes, see.
Ew!
No, you have to watch him fuck, though. Sorry. You've got to watch him with the ladies.
He's not my type.
He's not my type either.
He's skinny.
He is. He's not like... Tell me about Small Hands, because I've been...
Does he have small hands?
I don't know. All I know is...
This is what the guy looks like.
I looked him up on Instagram.
This is the God of God.
Listen.
This is it. This is it, men.
Oh, they tag team.
This is who we were just talking about.
Oh, like, interesting.
The king of...
Because yeah. I saw on his Instagram, I saw like... Of course, I looked him up on Instagram, which really is nothing there. He's not on Instagram. Yeah. But I saw someone like hashtag small hands, and I was like, what's that mean? I want
to
watch
like,
that.
I produce porn. I think... What's your name? Eugene? Eugene, you get so stoked. Like, I mean, this might be your industry, Eugene. This might be your industry, Eugene.
My boss came to New Mexico because it's so cheap to do business here.
Oh.
Porn executive in California.
I mean, fuck, Eugene, you might make some money if you can produce this shit. I don't know, Eugene.
He said he'd never look at it the same again.
Yeah. Does it fuck up your sex life? Like, yeah. Fuck up your sex life? Even being behind the scenes, like, that would fuck up my sex life.
Of course.
No way.
But
no
it's not way. Real. It's not real.
That's the point.
Right? It's not real.
God. God, I'm so fascinated. Would you go watch, like, a porn being shot?
Fuck yeah.
We should do that.
I'm so interested.
We should do it. I just want to see what it is.
Well, it's like when you said
Tom's
Love Ranch.
Be like, what are you and Danielle doing?
It's research, baby. Research. It's research. So let's talk about when you were on Love Ranch. You guys that didn't hear the episode, you're like, Scout went to, did a movie called Love Ranch.
Yes.
And went to
the Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch and for research and watched how the men pick women and all
that
stuff.
I didn't watch the men. I watched the women. So I learned what the women do behind the scenes and how they check their men and make sure that their men are clean and all of that stuff. And these women are interesting. I mean, they all have different stories. I mean, everybody comes from a different background and they all love sex. That was one.
Do they really?
Literally. They were like, they love sex. They just love it. Every woman that I talked to there loved sex. And I was like, all right. I got close with a couple of the girls. I don't think that they would be, you know, oh, we're getting past drinks.
I'm getting alcohol.
Danielle's getting alcohol. That's crazy.
Interesting. Right. Okay, wait.
Next sex.
Okay, more. Well, that was a long answer to that.
I love it.
What do you masturbate to? Okay. Now everyone's going to look. Now this guy's going to, yeah, everyone's going to be like downloading his porn or not. My husband's
okay,
going to be,
wait.
I don't want to be choked, by the way, David. Just, I'm going to put that out there. Let's see.
What did he say?
I didn't hear what he said.
That's not what you said the other night.
Did...
Gross.
No. Dad.
That is my last name.
Dad.
Let's see. Do you like pain being involved?
We already talked about that.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you go for multiple rounds or settle at one orgasm?
All right, raise of hands if you like one round. Okay. Okay.
I like one round.
Okay, see? Raise a hand if you like multiple rounds.
Wow, really?
How the fuck do y'all do that?
I don't know. In one night? Energy drinks. Oh, we're the same person.
So do you not ejaculate then? Like, do you not get off then? Women, men, do you not get off then?
Dude, no one's going to answer you right now.
Why? Yes. Pull out and pinch it off, men.
Pull out and pinch it off.
And pinch it off. Okay.
It's a state of mind. State of mind.
Oh, let's ask the question that we asked Tom that we couldn't get a good answer to.
Okay, you ask it.
Can you, men, we were going to ask this and we didn't get any answers actually online. Scout's fiance says, I don't even ask you this, David, but I already know your answer, that you can control an erection. When a woman is, or man, is grinding on top of you, if there's actual stuff going on, can you, with the power of your mind, control whether or not it's happening?
Yes.
You can.
Yeah.
You can?
The results vary. Also, like, I think what comes into it is, like, if you're nervous or there's multiple things that come into play. Or alcohol.
Alcohol, yeah, whiskey
frame
dick.
Frame of mind.
Yeah.
Mental. Okay, that's what Tom was saying. He was like, it was mental. Yes.
It definitely depends on the chemistry.
Chemistry.
But if you're already hooking up.
Is there a girl grinding on you that you're just like, I don't want this girl grinding on me, that you are you getting an erection if you're not into the girl?
If you're not into her?
If I'm not, yeah.
Because it just.
So this man's always getting an erection. Always, forever, will get an erection.
I don't know. I don't know how you guys can control that.
It's also different. It's different for women.
Ari, what about you? Can you control it? So what do you think of? What do you think of, like dead puppies? Or, like, what do you think of to, like...
Oh, there's a puppy in the audience. Don't use puppies. Come on. It's not fair to
Come here. Hold on, Ari. Come sit here for a second.
Ari,
come sit here.
Come here, Ari.
Come here. You're far too,
Ari's
you're
our
too
guest
far.
Here. Oh, surprise guest. Y'all didn't even know this was fucking happening.
All right,
y'all
here.
Didn't even know.
Considering that it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it is a Friday the 13th.
Here we go.
Okay. Just like you said earlier, it's all about making that connection, okay? The energy that is growing from your chi, meridian, right, wants to actually activate all the way up your spine to your pineal gland and then become a crown of energy. So what you can do is, if your partner is aware of that, then you can absolutely cultivate an erection to last.
Do you teach sex classes? Do you?
There's a man named Montauk.
Fuck, I think you should,
there's
Ari.
A man named Montauk Chia who teaches Taoist sexual techniques. But it, again, okay, so if that energy is cultivated, the erection can last indefinitely and orgasm of the male is not necessary. However, once that is postponed, it increases female orgasm. Multiple orgasm is absolutely the female potential, the capacity for female orgasm is multiple. Man has the power. Okay, so there's the power and the capacity. So it's yin and yang, baby.
Damn.
This is like, who watched HBO's Real Sex?
Yeah, that was like drop the fucking mic.
I love
mic.
That
like, what
show.
The fuck? Oh my God, that was incredible.
I had a question. Somebody
everybody
had a question or a comment.
In,
yes.
Like everybody leaned in when you started talking about this.
It's about connection, though. It's about connection.
So when you discovered this man, did you discover this man?
Wait, we have a question.
This technique.
That was a breath technique I learned about in college because a saxophone player was teaching me. It was like, dude, learn about this. And then I realized he was teaching this whole other thing. It was very big in New York in the 90s.
Whoa. So
I've seen
cool.
that on Real Sex. Like, you can just like sit with one another and do breath work and have an orgasm. But
we
I don't
do that
buy
at Burning
it.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
We do that at Burning Man. That's a practice we do.
Yeah, your tattoo. Oh, that you just
trident,
got the white put in there?
No, this is the trident of Lord Shiva, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And this is Lord Shiva's yantra. But okay, so Lord Shiva and Parvati had sex for 5,000 years on the top of Mount Kailash. Well, that's what they said.
Could you imagine having sex for that long?
No,
thank you, man.
And the whole time they're in Yap Yum, which is, in other words, he's in a cross-legged position and she is on top of him. She was much smaller than him, facing him in a cross-legged position.
My goal this year, so I go to Burning Man, Ari. My goal this year, they were teaching us in these sex classes that a woman can have an orgasm by not even touching.
Like I told you in your sleep.
Yeah.
I've had them in my sleep.
And I've been practicing.
Oh,
women.
Really?
There's some classes online. It is an insane experience with your body that you will never get from a partner, man or female. It is the closest I've ever felt to my body and my vagina. It was
interesting.
Insane. I was like, what the fuck? I felt things I've never felt before.
That kundalini.
And it helped my sex. It helped my sex, like to feel my vagina again. I know ladies can it helped me reconnecting to
everyone's like, wait, I thought this was a horror podcast. Wait, are we going to talk about horror movies?
Oh yeah. Now let's talk about the chainsaws. Okay. Here we go.
We had a comment over here though. First. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I mean, with age comes experience.
Ari, you know? How were you having sex differently when you were younger? Is there anything that you changed?
Well, you're totally yang activated. It's very much, much hotter and much more desire. It's all about that heat and desire. And yeah, you might orgasm a lot faster.
The truth comes out.
I mean, you know, when you're young.
You might.
I'm not the type of girl that likes to fuck for hours.
No.
I'm not. I will not. I used to be that girl when I was younger, but just to be the cool girl.
Of course.
And also, who enjoys fucking for hours and hours and
I'm
hours?
I'm sure there a couple hands will probably go up.
Yeah. I mean, but it just at a point it doesn't feel good anymore.
Well, there you go. It's all about.
But it's like
there's definitely quality over quantity. Yes. It's better to have two nights of really great sex a week than just hitting it every night because. You know, let's make it special. It's, you know, about that connection and everything, you know.
What's the healthy number to have sex a week when you're in a relationship? What is that? What is
four
times a week? Five times a week? Oh, shit. Tom, are you listening? We better up our game here. Shit.
I think the average, what's the average? 2 to 3 times, right? The average 2 to 3 times a week.
5 times.
Once a week. I'm single as fuck.
Wednesday is hump day.
Yes. I think 2 times
or
a week.
Or masturbating too, right?
It's true that if you have more sex and if you have more orgasms, you will live longer. You will have less stress. It actually affects your cellular structure, which is changed. Every 7 weeks, every cell in your body will become a different cell. Okay? So you entirely are changed by the air, water that you breathe in. But when we look at the Ayurvedic and Taoist system, they say this, okay, one drop of sweat, okay, is worth 100 drops of blood. One drop of semen one drop of, in other words, sweat.
Or he's been drinking.
No, I don't drink it.
He's just stoned.
One drop, in other words, one drop of semen is 1,000 times more precious than a drop of blood, is what I'm saying. In other words, so the semen, the Jing energy has to be protected and valued, and there's different ways to do that. Depending on your approach to it, but yeah.
But it also, I think, can be unhealthy.
You're way more spiritual than I thought.
Yeah, I know.
I
totally,
love it. Yeah.
Totally. You need to come to Burning Man.
Well, didn't you know that you go, like, Jason is actually a yogi. Did you know about that? You go yes. in the forest, he's wearing like these
he's doing yoga.
Oh my God.
Jason's doing yoga to warm
said
up.
Said no one ever.
Like, I can't really get this position. He's like.
Hold on.
I want to have you and Kane Hodder on at the same time to talk about this.
Oh
that
my
would,
God,
be,
you guys would be
amazing.
But it's also okay. So
on that note, I'll leave.
Thanks.
You're so good.
That was so good.
Yay.
What an amazing guest. We're definitely going to have you on I'm going to learn some shit from you.
That was super informative.
Like, honestly, learn some stuff from you.
I was not expecting that.
But I think there's also if you guys are listening to the podcast, I've been very open about going through Sex, Love, Anonymous. And there was a time in my life that I was just having so much sex and I didn't care who I was with. And I wasn't I wasn't respecting myself. But then I was also masturbating a lot.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Like to the point where I lost count how many times I would masturbate a day. Like if I was bored, I'd masturbate. And
I think most people can relate, right?
But 10 to 15 times a day just masturbating?
No.
That was a thing. So I feel like there's obviously a healthy boundary of how much time. Like I knew that. I remember even after I would masturbate, I'm like, Scout, why are you doing this? Why are you masturbating right now again? Like, do something else with your life.
Do you guys know? So those of you that haven't heard, Scout's her first time, one of your first times, your dad caught you in a coffin.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that?
Masturbating!
Willie, the coffin Willie.
Willie!
So Scout grew up in a mortuary, for those of you that don't know.
So just fill in the dots. All my first times were in the mortuary world. Just wait for the TV show, y'all. Just wait for it.
Yes, that's coming, right?
Wait for it. Ari's like, what the fuck?
Pun intended.
Pun intended. All right, do we have another question? Do we have another? Let's read one final.
Let me see. And then I want to talk about this Idaho murders, which we've been talking about a little bit.
That guy fucking pisses me off.
Okay, so we have come to an agreement and an understanding about whether or not you tell. For those of you that haven't listened, the last episode, Scout and I had a disagreement and then we agreed.
Kind of.
Whether or not you tell your friend if you find their partner cheating on them.
I want to see a raise of hands. Will you tell your friend if their spouse is cheating on them? Yes. Okay. Okay. No.
Who will not? Who has told their friend and has lost a friendship and it was a disaster? Yes.
Three.
Well.
No, no, but I get it. I get both sides. I totally get both sides. But it's like... I, okay, anyways, read the question. Something's happening. We're going to get into another debate.
Okay, okay. I've changed the names of the story below, and it's fine if you use my first name. We're not going to.
Okay.
This is a bit long, but let's see. Oh, wait, hold on. Make sure that I have the rest of the fucking... This is like...
Danielle, I know. Her
it's just my story of my life, right?
Hey, everybody.
Okay, back when I was a teenager in the 90s, my girlfriend, my best friend, and I worked at a fast food restaurant along with a married couple. We'll call Lydia and Alfred. Lydia and Alfred had an infant child. Lydia went out of town, leaving her husband with the baby. We had another coworker we will call Cindy, who was friendly with Lydia and Alfred. While working one day with Cindy, she starts telling us how while Lydia was out of town, Alfred called her because he needed help with the baby. She goes to Alfred's house, and it was clear he really didn't need any assistance. She claimed that she had been drinking, and then one thing led to another. Before she knew it, his dick was out, and he was guiding her head to it. What?
Okay.
According to her, she finished the job and left. She initially seemed concerned about what she should do. We told her she needed to tell Lydia, but she wouldn't. So now we're in a quandary. Should we tell Lydia, who we were much closer friends to? Do we remain silent? Next shift we had with Lydia, we felt we had to tell her. So we recounted the story as relayed by Cindy. Needless to say, she was upset because she believed the story. Lydia went home and confronted Alfred, who of course denied everything. Lydia doesn't believe him and kicks him out. My girlfriend moves in with Lydia to help her out with the bills. My best friend strikes up a relationship with Lydia, romantic in nature, but never got sexual. A couple of months goes by and my girlfriend moves out so she could move in with me. This is very complicated. My best friend helps Lydia with monetary support because obviously it's a struggle as a single parent on a fast food wage. She met with Alfred and Cindy to have a talk about what happened. She tried to get them to come clean, but they denied, denied, denied. I think out of exhaustion, she took Alfred back. She eventually moved on to another job. We moved in and on with our lives, and we lost contact. Did our friendship end because of telling her? I don't know. I think we were always destined to be short-term friends regardless, so shrug. Love the podcast. Love both y'all's movies. It was great meeting y'all. Blah, blah, blah. So
that was so confusing. You lost me. Yeah, there was a lot. Except for like that my face went into his dick like by accident. Just so suddenly just drifted into his
crotch. Reminds me of a line. Did you see the movie I was in called The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis? You know, where she like catches him or whatever, and or he catches her, and she's like, he's just like, oh, he was running and your dick he tripped and your dick accidentally fell into you, or whatever that funny line was that Bruce Willis said.
Yeah. I'm just like, Lydia. I know it's not Lydia, but it's Lydia, but like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, you knew going over there.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's insane.
You knew going over to the house.
I mean, there's nothing that she did wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like telling, by telling. I'm sorry.
Oh, right. Oh yeah, no, I would have.
Nothing that you did wrong. Just like, I'll say it to David. David, I will tell you Danielle's cheating on you. Danielle,
you should.
I will tell you, David's cheating on you.
You should.
I just like, I can't keep that. Like, and you fucking David's like not looking at me. But I just like, there's no way I could keep that in.
Yes.
There's no way.
Also, I feel like it's different if you know them and you have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
Versus strangers that you only witness.
Recently. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Like, I see that sounds messy.
It's messy. Yes.
But it's different when you know them and you have a relationship with both people. Right.
100%. Right.
100%.
I mean, I said to her, I was like, I'll go right up to Tom. I mean, before I wouldn't, if I ever saw anyone out, I would be like beeline.
But you wouldn't tell me.
I would make him tell you.
But what if he didn't?
Then I would threaten him.
But what if he didn't?
To tell you.
See, like, I just want her to say that she would tell me. She will not
it's
say
not
it to
my
me.
Place to tell you. It's his place to come
y'all
clean.
Fucking tell me, okay? I hope I'm looking at each and every one of you. If y'all don't tell me that my spouse is cheating on me, okay? I'm going to tell you, okay? We're family.
Do you have any 911 calls by any chance? I don't even know if we looked that up. I don't even have
like 911 calls. Okay, so let's end.
Well, I wonder if you guys have any questions for us.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Because we never
questions.
Get like live questions.
10 minutes. All right.
Yes. Anything, literally.
What would you say to somebody who was born on Halloween?
Who was born on Halloween?
Good luck.
What would I say to someone who was born on Halloween? Were you born on Halloween?
Oh. That's the best fucking birthday.
I would say happy Halloween and happy birthday. And you always have something fun to do on your birthday.
Yeah, you literally have multiple parties to choose from.
So when we're at a show, like when we sign, right, like autographs and stuff, I would say a good like 40% of the men are named Michael. I don't know if it's an age thing, like our generation.
Mike or Michael.
Or... Yeah. But there's not a lot of Jasons.
No.
I wonder if the Jasons are over with the Friday the 13th folks. Your generation.
Your generation is Jason. Like my brother is Jason.
How old's your brother?
He's 38.
Okay. So mid-30s. Yeah. Okay. So maybe it's the 40s that are the Michaels.
The Michaels.
Is that what it is? Yeah, probably.
Another question. Yes. Ooh.
How do you introduce your partner?
Do you want to hear how I introduced Tom to it? Probably wasn't very delicate. I realized, not everybody has done that. And I didn't know that. As a man, I just assume every man has done anal. I don't know why that in my mind.
Really?
Yeah. I just thought.
So the question was, for those of you listening, how do you introduce your partner to the back door?
I think very delicately. Not like how I did it, which was during sex, and I just said, just do it.
It can't be delicate.
I think Tom was so scared, and that was the last time. Because I think he was just like afraid of hurting me. Like,
of course.
You know, like that, I guess that is a scary thing. That is a really scary thing. I don't know. I mean, are you talking about somebody that you've been in a relationship for a while or somebody new?
8 years.
I think you just talk about it. I think you just talk about it and be like, hey, I want to try something.
You just straight up
and
ask.
And if she's scared of it.
At 8 years, you just say like,
okay, so use a vibrator. Have her use a vibrator.
This is her trick. This is Scout's trick.
On her clitoris. And also like liquor helps. And just go slowly and just listen to what she says. Like, and lube, obviously.
Lots of lube.
Just go slow. And just try it like...
Just the tip
for the first time. But just try it slowly each time. No, really. I did that like my first time. It's like just try it every once in a while. And then you'll go further and further. And then it's interesting because like, I mean, I tell women this all the time. It felt very good. And like, it, especially with like a vibrator, like getting off, it was in an... very interesting experience. It felt great.
I have to be fucked up to do it.
Okay, Danielle has to be fucked up.
I have to be fucked up and not know what is going on.
Oh my God.
No, it has to be. It has to be so like scary. That. Sorry. It cannot be loving and slow.
Oh my
slow.
God.
I'm sorry.
I need to be handcuffed with a ball gag in my mouth.
Yes, it has to be like that because there's no other way. And it's not happened since his 30th birthday.
Just
so.
Receive those two on a platter to your girl and see which one she goes for. Nice or out of her mind? I'm curious to see which one she goes for.
That's why we work so well together. We're like two totally different fucking people, yet we're the same.
I'm like, read poetry to her and sing to her.
Like, get her drunk and spit on
it. And still fuck her in the ass, but it's fine. It's like delicate. It's nice.
Oh my gosh.
Any other question? One more question. Yes, darling. I saw your hand up. Yeah.
And Michael was 40. Mm-hmm. He was for us, like the younger 30s, late 20s.
Ooh, in name rounds? I don't know.
Skeet.
Yeah. Skeet.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Oh my God. I mean, how many women masturbated Skeet Ulrich? How many men? Are you kidding me?
He was like the hot guy at that.
Jesus.
For our horror community, you know?
I was like, Jesus, I should not be thinking this is hot. Like, what is happening?
I thought Matt Lillard was hotter, but that's just me.
Oh, I was
I like the funny, nice guys.
I do.
Yes,
like funny guys.
Shaggy, for sure.
You like the stoner. Now I know what she likes. She's like the stoner lady. Come on, Avery.
Those are the fun. Yes.
No wonder.
Yes.
You're like, why isn't relationships working for me? I was like, I wonder.
Oh, God. Okay, so the story with Urban Legend, who you guys have seen Urban Legend? Okay, so the dude that I was having sex with was not an actor. So there was like a street in Vancouver, or no, Toronto, where did I film? I think it was Toronto. That was like called King Street, I think it was, where like all like the goth kids hung out and where like the wardrobe went to buy my clothes because I was like the goth chick, right? And they found this guy on the street and brought him on set because they wanted like authentic, real, like not an actor that was like in makeup trying to be goth
what
dude,
the fuck?
But like a, yeah, who would not take his shirt off. He was so like weirded out.
He just got thrown into like a sex scene. Like,
and it was,
like,
and it, he does, yeah. Well, he doesn't murder me.
Wait, what did he? Wait, what?
So
in the
scene
world?
Is.
How old were you? When
I was
this 20. In the fucking 80s?
I was 20 like, in happened? The 80s. I was 20. Bitch, I wasn't in the fucking 80s. I was. I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill her. I'm going to strangle her. Her 33 year old ass. And are you 33?
Oh, you don't even fucking know my age.
You're 33 or 34?
When's my birthday?
The same as my son's.
Oh, that's right.
February 21st. Durr. 33, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever, I'm 45. Anyway,
baby.
So they bring this guy on set, and it's a closed set because it's a sex scene. This might have been my first sex scene, actually. Now that I think about it, it might have been. And it was like, I had oh my God, it was so mortifying. I had a dog collar on with a chain. And he was holding the chain.
No wonder you like to be choked. Jesus
nah,
Christ.
I was acting. And he was behind me and I had fully, I'd like bra and underwear on and stuff, but I needed his pants on because they weren't shooting him from the waist down, but they wanted him to take his shirt off and he didn't want to take
How
his
old
shirt
are
off.
You? Yeah.
It's okay. I'm sure he's having sex.
I'm so sorry. Are you having sex?
Yes. I'm sure he's probably
he's
having
like,
more sex than all
of
us are.
He's like, what is all of this? Oh my God. Oh my God.
So he was supposed to be behind and he was so uncomfortable and weirded out that he didn't want to take his shirt off. Like he didn't know what he had signed up for.
Yes, I would be uncomfortable too.
Yeah. And he has to like do stuff to make my body move.
That is ridiculous.
And then she walks in the room and I have the whole like shut off the fucking light and whatever. And then I had to do the scene where I'm on top of him and I was like, you need to put like a comforter and a blanket in between myself and him. You have my glasses on right now.
Oh my God, you're blind, girl.
That's for reading. You can't look at them out there with my reading glasses on.
But do it. Look how fast
they look
I
hot,
turned
though.
Into a teacher. Okay, now it's time for school.
Oh,
okay.
God.
All right, y'all. Talk scared to me on that fucking note. That was crazy.
Yeah,
thank
that was not good.
Thank you guys for being our first letter.
Thanks, guys.
Woo! Was it fun? Or you guys are like, fuck, I'm never going to come to your table ever again. Forever.
They're
amazing.
Like, we know far
yes!
too much about what how Scout likes anal.
Oh, my God. Amazing, guys. Thank you guys so much out there for listening. And have a happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.